I realized fairly early on that I hadn't won the 2009 HGTV Dream Home Sweepstakes. By the time of the grand announcement in mid-March, I'd already given up hope, assuming that by then they'd at least have sent me a friendly email suggesting that I get out of my jammies because someone would be knocking on my door in short order, camera in hand. For those who haven't dreamed that the Dream Home host would come knocking, here's background. We entrants hope to win a beautiful, fully furnished house located in Sonoma, California, and valued at around $2 million. The key word is hoped. But my melancholy lifts whenever I think of this line, courtesy of the Internal Revenue Code. Gross income includes amounts received as prizes, or an even clearer message in the federal regulations. Prizes, which are includable in gross income, include amounts received from radio and television giveaway shows, door prizes, and awards and contests of all types. In other words, that $2 million prize package means that the winner's income for the year grows to $2 million plus whatever regular income they started with, even though the prize itself isn't cash. And particularly relevant at this time of year, one must pay taxes on one's income. We have a radio show and its prize of $900 to thank for the IRS rule on prizes, or that's the thought at least. Back in 1945, Pauline Washburn was minding her own business when someone called to tell her that she'd won the pot of gold. Imagine her surprise when, sure enough, a check arrived by messenger within a half an hour. Mrs. Washburn didn't want to pay income tax on that money, so she argued that the $900 was a gift, and the tax court back then agreed, finding that the money had no earmarks of income. So Congress stepped in to make the law a little clearer, as in the unmistakable, gross income includes amounts received as prizes. 20 years later, when a taxpayer asked if the brand new TV he'd had to pay a tiny amount for would be considered part of his annual income for the year, you can bet that the answer was yes. So now, more than 50 years after the pot of gold, when reality TV Survivor winner Richard Hatch tried to get around paying income taxes on his $1 million prize, Uncle Sam convicted him and sentenced him for filing false tax returns. Prison was part of his punishment, as was, of course, paying past due income tax plus penalties. But back to Sonoma. Turns out that a retired couple from Florida won the dream home this year. At first, they seemed beside themselves with delight. And then as the host sat down in front of the computer to show them virtually their $2 million prize, they seemed a little more subdued. "We're going to have to get financial advice," the man later told one of the Sonoma area newspapers. They might want to talk with past year's dream home winners. According to that newspaper, many, if not all, had to sell the houses that they'd won. The income tax bill on one house alone was an excruciating $675,000, money due to the IRS because the winner's annual income had increased by millions the year he won. It's almost enough to make you want to enter contests more discriminately, lest you be forced to sell the prize you had your heart set on, and maybe even to celebrate that the Dream Home host didn't end up in Illinois this year. I'm Amy Guida.